I'm Lori London. Tributes continue to flood in from the worlds of politics and entertainment for the late Aretha Franklin, who died Thursday at the age of 76. The AP's Warren Levinson reports from the Apollo Theater in New York.
The marquee at the Harlem Landmark read, "Remembering Apollo legend Aretha Franklin."
That's our queen. That is our United States queen. And, you know, we are sad, but at the same time, we're just like, you know, she will rest in peace.
Tyrone Scott was among those making the pilgrimage to the Apollo to remember Aretha, who first performed there with the Count Basie Band in 1962, when she was just 19 and not yet the Queen of Soul. The winner of 18 Grammys and a Presidential Medal of Freedom died at home in Detroit. Aretha Franklin was 76. Warren Levinson, New York.
President Donald Trump called Franklin a great woman with a great gift from God. Former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama also paid tribute to Franklin, known as the Queen of Soul. Franklin performed at three U.S. presidential inaugurations and was also an advocate for the U.S. civil rights movement. There is more controversy over, of course, this has been a very sad day. Aretha Franklin's music jumped to the top of the iTunes charts after news of her death broke. AP music correspondent Margie Zarzaleta reports.
Within 2 hours of the news that Aretha Franklin had died, her music topped the iTunes charts. Her 30 Greatest Hits album bumped Queen by Nicki Minaj from the number one spot on the album charts. Franklin's song Respect topped the songs charts. Other Franklin songs like You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, Chain of Fools, and I Say a Little Prayer were in the top 10. Franklin died of pancreatic cancer in Detroit at the age of 76. I'm Margie Zarzaleta.
This is VOA. Well, following President Trump's